Kia ora and welcome to this episode of The Amateur Austenite. I'm Frances Duncan, author and the founder of the Jane Austen Society of Aotearoa New Zealand. My co-host is Emmy.
Kia ora.
Today we're discussing Chapter 8 of Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. In Chapter 8, Isabella abandons Catherine to wait for her brother. Mr. Tilney reappears, but Catherine can't dance with him. And Mr. Thorpe continues to be self-centered. Isabella is already engaged to dance with James.
Mm.
I have issues with the James John thing.
Yeah.
And Catherine is already engaged to dance with John.
Yes.
And it says he's been engaged quite as long as his sister, which kind of implies to me that he asked Isabella super early because he is keen. The hypocrisy of Isabella, I'll never leave you, and then I'm afraid I must leave you.
Yeah.
She'd sworn in an earlier chapter that they'd always dance in the same set, but then she just buggers off. Catherine can't find her.
That thing that says a lot about Isabella's character is that she says things that don't mean as much to her as they mean to the people that she says them to. So she makes these promises to Catherine where it's like, yeah, of course I'll be there for you. Of course we'll go through this together. Of course. Oh, no, I didn't mean it. It's just the thing you say, you know? You just say, oh, we'll be, I'll stay with you for the entire ball. Oh, I'll just say that. Wasn't actually a promise. It was just a thing you say to be nice.
See, that's quite painful to me because I am like Catherine, that when people say something, I believe they're being genuine.
Mm. I'm not saying that she's a good person. This is not behaviour that should be emulated, but it is very indicative of her character and is something that has been reoccurring as we have known her, that she is trying to have her cake and eat it too, is trying to be like, oh yes, of course, I will magnanimously change my evening plans to be able to support you in this scary environment. Oh, but like my evening plans though, like I've had them planned for like ages. You weren't like serious. Oh, what if I just did them anyway though? What if I just do them anyway?
And previously Catherine was so important to her mind, and now she doesn't even have time to talk to her. In fact, when, amazingly, Mr. Tilney turns up again, so exciting. Catherine's trying to point him out to Isabella. And Isabella immediately talks to James. And like, talk of the curiosity of women when she's literally invited him to eavesdrop on their conversation. She wants it to still be about him. Catherine couldn't avoid a little suspicion at the total suspension of all Isabella's impatient desire to see Mr. Tilney. What is happening? We've been talking about this guy for like 2 weeks and he's amazing and I'm so excited to show you, but what's happening? Is she finally starting to see through her?
I can't tell. I do love that, you know, Mr. Tilney does show up with someone on his arm and Catherine's immediately like, oh, that must be his sister.
Unthinkingly throwing away a fair opportunity of considering him lost to her forever.
The trope would be... Oh no, those 2 weeks were enough time for him to run off and get married. Or it could be the sister that he talked about like a lot the first and only time that you've met him.
And therefore she's pretty chill about it and does not throw herself in a fit on Mrs. Allen's bosom hilariously, which makes me think of another Austen character in Sense and Sensibility again, Marianne Dashwood, who would be very like that. Mrs. Allen is talking about how great Bath is. And tells her husband that he's quite in luck to be sent here for his health. Pretty sure he'd rather not have gout.
Yeah.
Just guessing.
I feel like going on a fabulous medical holiday is a bit less fun than going on a fabulous holiday.
Yeah.
You could just go to Bath and not have gout, you know?
So John Thorpe has fucked off because he does not care about other people. And then when he turns up, he told her that he had kept her waiting. He doesn't apologise. He just states the fact of what happened.
Yeah.
I'm here. I've kept you waiting. And then he talks about horses and dogs the whole way, and she is so not interested. Horses, dogs, carriages, that's about all he ever talks about, and he's such a boy. Not only is he boring, she feels like she should like him because he's her best friend's brother.
Yeah.
And her brother's friend. But he's boring and selfish, and he fucked off when he was supposed to be dancing with her. And because of that, she isn't able to dance with Mr. Tilney. And there's a lovely piece of wisdom. To go previously engaged to a ball does not necessarily increase either the dignity or enjoyment of a young lady. Previously, she would have been so excited.
Mm-hmm.
I've got someone to dance with. This is great. I think that Mr. Tilney really cuts it for it.
If Mr. Tilney hadn't arrived at this ball and hadn't presented the option of, like, I could have, like, that really fun dance with the really fun conversation like I had last time with the guy that I've been thinking about for 2 weeks who I haven't seen anywhere, except no, I have to dance with the guy that I promised I'd come with who is, like, too embedded into my social circle for me to be rude about because my brother and my best friend both like him because he is my best friend's brother. So, all right, I guess.
It's a difficult situation. But she gets to meet Miss Tilney, which she's quite excited about and has great things about her. And she can be at a ball without wanting to fix the attention of every man near her.
Yes.
And without exaggerated feelings of ecstatic delight or inconceivable vexation on every little trifling occurrence. I feel that's a Jane Austen comment, not a Catherine comment. Jane Austen is making a stab at Isabella.
Yeah, I don't think that Catherine is, like, socially aware enough yet to be able to make that connection between Miss Tilney and Isabella for herself. But Jane Austen has pointed a spotlight at her and gone, hey, don't be a dick.
Isabella's referred to as faithful Isabella when she finds Catherine after the dance. And I think, again, it's Jane Austen making a stab at her.
Oh, yes. Like, the very last bit is, like, the latter had no leisure to bestow more on her friend than one smile, one squeeze, and one dearest Catherine. Like, that's not we went to a fun party together and now we're, like, gonna talk about it afterwards. That's, like, I have fully written you off in my social engagement for the day. Like,
I'm sorry. Do you have a penis? No. I'm into someone else now. The classic example of Mrs. Allen and Mrs. Thorpe talking and not listening to each other.
Yeah.
Mrs. Allen's asking about Mr. Tilney and Mrs. Thorpe thinks he's talking about her son because they've changed topics and she couldn't keep up. Which is actually a lot smarter of Mrs. Allen than I would have realised to go, oh, she thinks we're talking about her son. Have I asked you, what do you think of Mr. Tilney?
We, like, fully have, like, a singular, like, well, we have a conversation and a half now, but, like, I am confused as to where he's been, what he's up to. He still seems like the most, like, decent person to be engaged with, but I am thinking very hard about the genre that this is clearly, like, parodying and things, and I'm like, whose skeleton is under a black veil in his closet, you know? Like, what is he doing? What is he doing?
Is that really his sister or secretly his wife?
Yeah. And this is, like, his 16th wife, like...
Ooh, 16! Damn. And that is our discussion of Chapter 8 of Northanger Abbey by Jane Austen. I'm Frances Duncan. This has been Emmy. Thank you for listening, and we wish you happy reading. I do say penis a lot on this podcast, to be fair.